Is there a story here where National Reservation Center was in South Carolina?
Yes.
And after you bought the company, you and Kathy called the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce to inquire about assistance in finding property and incentives to open a National Reservation Center here in Tulsa.
That's correct.
And the chamber said Tulsa did not need any more car rental activities in the city.
Actually, we established the South Carolina Res Center after we bought National. The problem, I mean, in Minnesota in the winter, getting people to work 24 hours a day, it's tough. South Carolina was a good place, and there was a building that was owned that we could get cheap and all of that sort of stuff. And the city welcomed us, so it was a good move for us. Side story unrelated to reservations. The car rental companies all had gas pumps on their return things. Customers would bring them in. They hadn't filled them up, and we had to fill them up, and we charged the customers for it. But after we established that we were being gasoline stations, basically, we realized that we had a problem, that some of our employees were pumping gas for their own cars. One of the places was Charleston, South Carolina, where we figured we had a bad problem. So we had cameras put up around the pumps. One day I walk into the office and they said, "Hey, you gotta see this. You gotta see this." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Well, it's Charleston, South Carolina. And there are three guys here that fill their cars up at the company pumps." I said, "Yeah, and what?" He said, "Well, look, they're down there on the ground throwing rocks at the cameras."
So they were fired.
Yeah, but National did well. We sold it 20 months after we owned it. We called it our 2020 deal because we sold it in 20 months for 20 times what we paid for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Who did you sell it to?
Alamo. Or Wayne Huizenga. Wayne Huizenga had bought Alamo. Huizenga was Republic Industries, Waste Management, AutoNation, a big, big entrepreneur headquartered in Fort Lauderdale. And he bought it because he thought that he could get the cars out of National cheaper than he could otherwise for his AutoNation used car operations. Well, as it turned out, the manufacturers were buying them back for more money than Huizenga thought they were worth. So he wasn't too happy with that. But anyway, that's who bought National.
So then do you go to work for
him? I went to work for him, yes.
And what were you, chief operating officer?
Something like that. I've forgotten. I have a title I give you.
Then I believe you left AutoNation in 2000.
That sounds right.
I don't know what you're doing then, but then we all know about 2001, September 11th.
Yep.
Known as 9/11.
Oh, yeah. And that's when the car rental business went to, you know, hell in a handbasket, so to speak. And that's when we bought National and Alamo back again, I guess.
After 9/11?
After 9/11.
Did people have no faith in the leasing business anymore, or did they think it would ever recover?
Well, it wasn't faith in the leasing business. It was the airline business went to hell in a handbasket, too. I mean, it was a disastrous period of time. When we bought National and Alamo back.
Who's we now? Is it to your group or?
Yeah, my group.
Okay.
Swanner was part of it. McWhorter, the guy in Dallas, was not. Jim Fillion, who had been my general sales manager, had a piece of it. We bought it back, and I've forgotten what year that was.
2003?
Had to be.
But by 2003, maybe things had settled down from 9/11?
Yes.
Airlines were busy flying, yes. And so it was a settling
right.
Market.
Yes.
Is that when you came up with the name of Vanguard?
Well, we needed a name that would be the owner of National and Alamo, the trademarks. I remember sitting in Florida discussing what we could call it. I said Vanguard, and everybody said, that's a lousy name. But anyway, somebody in New York, one of the New York lawyers called and said, "Hey, we got to have a name in the next 15 minutes to put on this paper to get this deal done." We said, "Okay, it's Vanguard."
Why did you pick Vanguard?
I have no earthly idea.
Right. Well, it worked.
Yeah.